Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Bro, I almost told you not even to play that this morning, Paulie. Just because it feels like an L. Feels like just L after L after L after L after L after L after L. If you're a Padres fan right now. Good morning. Happy Monday. Yeah. Yes. Live look. Just just over and over and over and over and over. When will it end? I guess yesterday was a bit of a reprieve for Padre fans, but holy smokes, what a dark and scary weekend. If you're a San Diego,
over and over again.
That's it. That's how it felt, man. Holy crap. We'll recap all of that. Get a little awfulness timeline here on a Monday morning. Yeah, it's not really the way you want to start your week, but I mean, holy smokes, man. You can't ignore the elephant in the room. Going to talk about all of that today. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I am Woodsy. Ben is still on vacation. Texting with him a little bit yesterday. He was sending me pictures from where they were. I guess there were some fires in the area, Paulie.
Sounds about right.
And it made it look like he was vacationing in an apocalyptic middle of the desert. He said it was about 100 degrees every day. And I said, man, you know, like way up there in the Pacific Northwest, it is not supposed to be like that up there. So Ben will be back in studio on Wednesday morning. So me and Paulie, we got about, 6 hours of coverage left for you guys. And, I'm looking forward to having Benny back. He's going to want to rehash probably everything we talk about today because it has been what a 72-hour span for Padres fans, right? Was just gut punch after gut punch, it felt like. That's our executive producer. His name is Paul Reindel. Good morning, Paulie.
Yeah, that really, Thursday afternoon?
Thursday at 1, and all hell started.
Friday night was pretty awful.
Saturday sucked, too.
Saturday sucked as well.
Saturday. So Thursday at 1, yeah. It kind of started when we got the news that Max Scherzer was going to be a San Diego Padre.
Yeah.
And you felt so good. And you looked at it and you said, oh, my God. One game playoff doesn't matter. He's going to get us there. We're going to ride, you know, that psychopath right into the next round of the playoffs. And you felt pretty good about it.
And then what happened?
And then 3 hours later, he was a Dodger along with Trey Turner. So that was like, oh, wow, that stings. Well, listen, there's other moves to be made. You know, and knowing RGM, he will make them and we will be okay. You know, listen, we're going to have to pick up, you know, a couple of arms at least. Padres did go out and get Daniel Hudson for the bullpen. And hey, that's going to help. That's going to help. You got Strom coming back. He should be, I think he actually should be available to pitch this week.
He's activated tomorrow, I believe.
Good. Love Matty Strom.
Lamette doing a rehab assignment on Wednesday.
That's right. So yeah, bullpen looks good. Starting pitching, not so much. So we've got audio of AJ Preller speaking to the media on Friday. I was pretty slammed Friday when I got out of here, but I want to rehash that a little bit. I want to hear from you guys today for sure. You know, Padres did go out and get Jake Marisnyk as well at the deadline, which I'm not mad at that move. Again, is it possible? Somebody made this point on Twitter, Paulie. Is it possible to be both happy with the deadline and disappointed? I read that and I went, no. And then I went, no, yeah, that's me. I'm happy. And then I'm also disappointed. I'm very happy getting Adam Frazier. Turns out, may need him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy getting Jake Marisnyk. He's a pretty good player. You know, he's got a championship pedigree as well.
Serviceable outfielder.
Absolutely. Really good against left-handed pitching. So, okay. Like, I can be Daniel Hudson. I'm pretty damn happy with that. I'm pretty happy. He's again, championship pedigree. Was on the mound when they won the World Series. Got really good stuff. I said it 2 weeks ago when we played the Nationals or whatever that was. I'd love to have that guy. Go get him. I said it.
Yeah, but we also said last week there is one thing that you need
to
do.
Yeah, you have to do.
You have to get some starting pitching.
Or what? It's a failure. We said it. Quote,
yeah.
If you don't address the starting pitching needs, it's a failure. So
then if you say, can you be happy and disappointed at the same time? I know you hate this, but give it a letter grade.
Oh, God. It's a C.
It's a C?
It's a C because you get a C on a paper or you get a C on a test. You're like, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great either.
Yeah.
It's squarely in the middle. Squarely in the middle. And that's kind of how I feel about this trade deadline. I got to tell you, man, I was absolutely stunned. Stunned. That no starting pitching was adding. Stunned. Yeah. When you look around the league and you're like, all right, I mean, the Cardinals went and added two starters, albeit Jay Happ and John Lester. Still, I was stunned.
You didn't need Max Scherzer or, you know, ace number one. You wanted him badly.
You needed him.
And you needed anybody. You needed a number four.
The need now stems from the fact that your competition got him.
That was what we were saying all last week.
And that's what
sucks.
It
was a double win by getting him. You're blocking either San Francisco or
Los Angeles. That's exactly right. And it really is, it was a tough pill to swallow. Well, it's fine. You know, you're like, hey, look, all right, now we ride. Now we ride with what we got. Eric Hosmer's going to be here. Fine. Let's all get on board. Okay. You know, Chris Paddock was his name was rumored. Okay. F it. Let's get on board. We're going to ride with what we got. These guys are wearing Padres across the front. I'm rooting for them. That's the motto. Well, then Friday night comes along.
Still got the MVP.
We still got our young pitcher coming up, Ryan Weathers. Guy comes out and gets absolutely torched in the first inning. Eight earned runs for Ryan Weathers on the night, and it just takes the wind right out of your sails. Just kick in the nuts, just bam, 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 every single chance they got. Just bam, bam, every turn. Well, so Weathers gets lit up, and you're watching this going, I can't believe this. I was despondent Friday night. I'm watching this guy, I can't believe you were there.
It was.
Was it awful?
It was awful.
Did you think about leaving?
we did. We ended up leaving pretty early. Earlier than we have, I think, all year. Ryan Weathers gives up the grand slam in the first. You're like, cool, let's just give him a four spot to start off the game. And then Tatis goes down in the bottom half of the first. And, you know, he goes down at third base. We're sitting down the first baseline about as far as you could be.
Yeah.
And we're like, I can't tell. I mean, it doesn't look good. He's still on the ground. Pulled out my phone, watched the replay. I'm like, oh, God, there it is.
Let me tell you, man.
And, like, I mean, you can hear a pin drop in the stadium, man.
When they panned to the audience, They focused in on a guy, and he was looking. He had his hand over his mouth, and he had tears welling up. And as a grown man, he's probably my age.
I texted you. I was like, was it as bad as it looked?
Yeah.
I mean, I said, couldn't really see.
I said, they're showing grown men crying on TV. Hand over his mouth, and his eyes just filled up with tears, like Bo when he gets upset, when those eyes fill up with tears. And then it got me. It made me sick to my stomach.
Tatis.
And I'm watching that going, oh, this looks bad. And you saw every time he's hurt himself, you know, it's the same injury, subluxation.
Gets up relatively quickly. And it's you just can like, tell he's banged up.
Bro, there was a like a guttural scream from him. And I, you know, I'm not going to come in here this morning and say, you know, he needs to rein it in. It's part of the reason we love him, right? It's part of the reason.
If that, you didn't get mad at a guy trying to take an extra base?
Exactly. That no. Dip-S catches that ball at third base, Ryan McMahon, and just makes the play. It doesn't happen. Tatis trying to take that extra base. Sure. Yeah. Hindsight. 2020. Always. all of the couch GMs, all of the couch managers and base coaches say, well, how'd that work out? And I get it. I get it. Hindsight is 2020. Fernando, if you had the chance to do that again, would you do it? Obviously not. Obviously not. It's a dumb point. This is why we love him. We love him because he makes that play 99 times out of 100. Just so happens that one time he rips his shoulder from the bone once again. And all reports right now that I've seen, at least, there it's just that wait and see. He's bounced back pretty quickly the last two times. Doesn't seem like he's bouncing back as well this
time. I thought Jace said either Saturday or possibly yesterday that he was more sore
than this
after
time.
This last time than any other time that this has happened. It's happened, what, three times now?
Yeah.
Four times?
I think that was the third time in the season.
This year.
It happened, I think, in spring training as well. So, I mean, we're looking maybe four or five times it's happened so far.
Well, when you hear Jace say, yeah, he's going to go down on the 10-day IL.
Yep.
We'll wait and see, and if it's still not good in 10 days, and you know, season-ending surgery is still on the table. And when you hear that, you're just like, oh,
yeah. Okay. I mean, and again, you know, you lose him, and then you lose Friday night to the Rockies. You get your ass handed to you, and then you lose to the Rockies on Saturday night, and you get your ass handed to you. Thank God they had that W yesterday, and that was, you know, it was a fun game. It was a fun game to watch. You split with the Rockies, which feels like a huge loss. You know, we said it, you know, you got to take three or four, you got to sweep, whatever, you know, enough of this making hay business. They're not making hay. These are teams, Paulie, especially the Rockies. You got to be able to beat the Rockies without Fernando Tatis Jr. They're horrible. And you know where else they're horrible? They're horrible on the road. Like they are puke on the road. They had won 11 games on the road until you let them come in and take two. Now they've won 13. And I believe they won more at Petco Park earlier in the year. It can't happen. And I don't know who to pin it on. You know, I saw a lot of, well, Tingler's just not getting them ready. Or blah. Bro, the players got to play. They got to play. They got to know what's at stake. So I was pretty pissed this weekend, man. I was really not in a good headspace. And really this morning, you know, after a win, I should be in a little bit better of a mood. But I just feel, I see
the stink of the Thursday through Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You're like, okay. I mean, hey, congratulations on doing your job.
I didn't think Darvish pitched terribly on Saturday.
He was terrible.
He's got eight through six. He got six.
He gave up a home run to Herman Marquez. It's terrible. It was embarrassing. I was embarrassed that night. And it's just not good enough. And you know, every team's got injuries. We've got all this talent. You know, and I was pissed this weekend. And I'm telling you, man, getting that win yesterday, great, super. You split with the Rockies at home. That's an L to me. That is a huge, huge L. They're going to have to figure out a way to do it without Fernando Tatis Jr. They did it before. They ripped off a really nice record without him before. It's not something, you know, you obviously don't want to be without that kid the entire year. But holy smokes, man, you've got talent for days on that team. Step up. Pitching, step up.
Just looked it up. It doesn't feel like it, but the Padres are 8-8 against Colorado this year.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Even that's surprising. That's surprising. I would have thought
it was worse.
5-whatever.
I know. Let's take your calls next. 833-288-0973. I'm fired up today, man, because I really love this team, and I believe so much in this team. But there are other teams right now that are gunning for that wild card spot. And that's, let's be honest with each other. It's pretty much what we're gunning for right now. To lose out on some trades to the Dodgers. Watch the Giants go out and get Chris Bryant. He homered in his first game. Everybody improved their team. And I think we did improve our team. I know we did. I know we improved our team. But that vast area of need, we just did not address. Now, I have an idea of what the Padres are going to do moving forward. Okay, starting pitching-wise. I have an idea. We'll talk about that. So much more. Got a ditty coming up next. We'll take your calls, 833-288-0973. Happy Monday. Are you happy? Be right back. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Fan. God, I love that song. Notice I didn't talk like 5 minutes because I wanted to listen to it. Happy Monday to Woodsy and Pauly. Ben will be back on Wednesday. I don't know if I have the energy for this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Just fire it up. I asked for calls. My man in Jersey gets so fired up. He gets so fired up. Good morning, Joe. How are you, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How you doing, pal?
All right, I'm calm today.
Oh, good.
I took the blow, but now I'm thinking positive. We're going to go to a four-man rotation.
Okay.
Obviously, we're going to throw a bullpen day.
Okay.
If anybody's built to lose their superstar, it's us.
Yeah.
Because Kim is not a bad player.
No,
well,
not at all.
He showed me a lot of toughness. Nice player. He really is.
Yeah.
I had a brutal weekend. Honestly, I could throw up even thinking about it. But I'm a 1998 guy. We beat Randy Johnson twice in 5 days in 98. We're gonna do this.
Okay. Yes. Look at this guy. Look at this.
Let's go,
look
Joe.
Look at this guy, Joe, on a Monday, just firing everybody. All right. He just flipped me around a little bit, man.
I
like that too. Listen, I guess don't judge a book by their previous insane calls, right, Joe? Bringing the positivity this morning on Monday, Paulie. He's not wrong, and I'll tell you, man. As soon as Tatis went down, I thought to myself, you know, you have to be pragmatic about it, right? When he goes down, you can't cry into your beer or whatever you're drinking and go, well, that's it for us. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep grinding. And the first thing that popped in my head, and I didn't want to tweet it because it's kind of an a-hole thing to tweet when our beloved king goes down, was I'm glad we got Adam Frazier now.
Yeah.
Honestly, because
that pickup looks a hell of a lot better.
It looks a lot better, and you look.
Not that it was a bad pickup.
No, it was always a.
It just seemed
it
like
felt extra.
Yeah,
it felt like an extra pickup.
When you needed a starting pitcher, you're like, all right,
we got an all-star second baseman.
Cool.
Who, by the way, we put in left field. It's not going well for him in left field. All right, that can't. That just can't.
I think about Friday night. he was out in left, and that ball
brutal.
That lands in the corner, I'm like, does Tommy Pham catch that ball?
Yes.
I think he does.
I think he does as well.
I think that inning gets over.
Again, you're a second baseman. They asked you if you could play left, and you're like, I mean, okay.
We talked about when we got him. I was like, he's played out of 100 games. He's played 95 at second base
right.
this year. He's a second baseman.
That's just exactly right.
Or he's an infielder at the very least.
It's exactly right. Like you can – can I play left? Yes. Should I play left? No, I shouldn't. I should not. I can play catcher. Doesn't mean I should play catcher. So that experiment needs to go. And if Fernando ends up, you know, missing significant time, which for him, missing one game feels significant, right? But watching how Kim stepped up yesterday, had an amazing, amazing day. Watching how deep this lineup can be, even with Fernando Tatis Jr. out. You know, when you've got Eric Hosmer coming in, lacing pinch hit doubles, that's a pretty good feeling, man. I can't deny that. I mean, our bench looks much better. So our bullpen and our bench were addressed. And what Joe was just saying about a team built for this, he's absolutely right. I mean, he's absolutely right, where in years past, losing whatever superstar it was would have devastated this team. They did run off, I think, if I'm not mistaken, man, when he was hurt last time, 14-5 without him, something like that. Something the way.
That was when he was off with COVID, right?
Yeah, there was COVID and
half the team was gone and they went 10-1 or whatever.
It's exactly right. So I think without him in the lineup, something like 14-5. So, and then, of course, you look at yesterday, they won again. So, yes, they are deep. We're deep for that reason. Yes, you miss him. I'm on the Padres homepage today and it's like, batting average leader, Fernando Tatis Jr. Runs leader, Fernando Tatis Jr. Home runs leader, Fernando Tatis Jr. Stolen bases leader, Fernando Tatis Jr. Obviously, you miss the crap out of that guy when he's gone. But it's time to step up. When you look at the lineup with him not in it, you still go all-star, 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 right? I mean, there's still three all-stars in that lineup.
I mean, look at the tail of just 2 years ago, the 2019 season, Tatis goes down in like mid to late July.
Yeah.
Season's over. Manny went in the tank.
Yeah, like, Manny was in the tank.
The season was done.
Manny freaking steps up when Tatis is
were
gone.
Were they going to win the
wild.
Division that year? Probably not. But like, you could just feel the energy was completely sucked out of the team. They were gone. They were done. I don't think Tatis is going to be out for the rest of the year. I'm praying. I'm hoping. I'm expecting him to be back.
It's a hope.
It's a hope.
It's a hope. I mean.
But look, I do not get the sense that this team has just said, all right, well, what are we going to do?
We're rolling over, right? Wow. I don't think so either. And we'll see, man. You know, it's certainly a bummer. You miss his energy. You miss everything about him. You miss the way he plays the game. You miss what he brings. Everything. He's it here. But you have to be smart. You got to be prudent with him. I am not of the opinion that, you know, I've seen so many people, well, I'll just punt, have him get the surgery. No, dude, he's going to tell you where. I mean, he's going to tell you he wants to play. But the doctors, everyone's going to tell you. So many people have written that kid off this year. Every time he got hurt, all the Twitter doctors, well, listen, he'll never recover. Well, yeah, I'd say he's recovered pretty well. He's your MVP candidate. That's after getting hurt twice. Padres Obsessed West tweets in, what's Kim's OPS when he's filling in for Tatis? Isn't it almost 900? He did his very best, Fernando Tatis Jr., yesterday. Making an incredible play.
It was incredible.
Ripping a home run. Driving in runs. I was like, Dad, let's go. He fired me up. He fired me up yesterday, and you need that. So
he brings an energy
does.
Onto the field.
He brings an energy onto the field. He's a really good defender. And so, I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay. I'm really looking forward to see how this team responds, how they grind, how they fight. This immediately, without him in the lineup, and you can look at payroll, you can look at everything else. If this team takes on that role of screw them, we're the underdogs, let's go out and beat them, then dude, nothing's stopping this team. Nothing. So starting pitching, obviously a need that was not addressed, but I'm telling you what they're going to do. They are going to, as they have, they're going to ride that bullpen until the wheels absolutely come off. And I'll tell you what, it's exactly what they should do. That's exactly, you play from a position of strength. That is your strength. Hey, Blake, you don't have it today? Beat it. Done. You're out. Go.
We're almost to the point where it's like a playoff mentality.
That's it, man. I'm telling you. Like, I know it's a lot to ask. I think those guys are up for the challenge, and we're getting more. We're getting guys back. We're getting Lamet back. There's going to be a new role.
Tingler already said last week, essentially, Lamet's a reliever the rest of the way.
Oh, absolutely.
He's going to be coming out of the bullpen. That's what his rehab assignment is on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a bullpen appearance.
Absolutely.
Like, that is your bullpen guy. By the way, if he's healthy, maybe the filthiest reliever in baseball.
Let's go. I mean, Matty Strom coming back too. Daniel
Huge.
Hudson.
Strom's the guy that can get you 4 or 5 innings easily if you need it.
So, listen, if Musgrove and Darvish and Snell can do what they need to do. Now, Paddock got hurt. Now, that was kind of a bummer. You know, he's got a strained oblique, caught it early in time. They said he felt the twinge and shut it down, which is great. You don't pitch through that. So we'll see what we'll have to evaluate. Reese Kinnear did a hell of a job.
He did what he was supposed to do.
Hell of a job. Did what he was supposed to do. If we get more of that attitude on this team, guys going in and doing what they need to do, I think we're going to be okay. I really do. Let's make it interesting at least. Let's make it painful for the Dodgers. Let's make it painful for the Giants, because it's pretty clear that those two guys feel like it's just them now. They're just going to duke it out one against the other. Fine. Let's be there. Let's win the games we can win. And we'll see you in the playoffs, and we'll see how it all shakes out. I mean, I still very much like our chances and our lineup against anybody. Joe, thank you for setting the table, you know, changing the narrative here this morning. When Joe is positive and thinks we can get it done, boy, that changes my mind. That changes my mind. Would love to hear from you guys as well this morning. 833-288-0973. I want to talk about A.J. Preller next. I want to talk about A.J. Preller. I'm a huge, huge A.J. Preller guy. Did he drop the ball, or was he smart? When you saw what else was happening in baseball, in what was an insane trade.
Friday was
ridiculous. It was bananas. You're like, what is going on? Did he do the right thing?
Oh,
yay,
man.
Nay. 833-288-0973. We'll be right back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Monday to you. Very excited today, man. Very, very excited for our guest coming up at 7:35. Saw this going around on social media last week. Adam Hawk, not Mike Hawk.
Not related.
Not related at all. Mike Hawk, dead to me. Okay? Until at least next trade deadline. Adam Hawk, no relation to Mike Hawk.
I don't know if I should say it, but I'm going to say it.
Say it.
Because Adam's listening, driving in. He texted me yesterday. And he goes, what's the bit with Mike Hawk? Because he's like, I love the tweet that you guys sent out.
That said,
every single reply is, oh, cool, we don't care about Adam Hawk. Tell us you're going to interview Mike Hawk. Is Adam the brother of Mike? And he goes, what's going on? I'd explain it to him. He goes, that is amazing.
It's incredible.
Your listeners are insane.
There's something. They are something. But so Adam Hawk was Jim Rome's producer for 5 years. Now, man, I was talking to Paulie about it yesterday. You can love Rome. You can hate Rome. It doesn't matter. I'm not sitting here without that guy.
Ben Woods.
That is right there one of the most surreal moments of my entire life. Not just my career. Jim Rome, who I grew up listening to.
Man, you dudes are like the best lead-in ever.
It's unbelievable. So Adam Hawk was his producer, and he stepped away. And I have so much admiration for people that are able to leave this business on their own terms. It's really hard to do.
Rarely happens.
It rarely happens, and he's one of those guys. So he's coming in. He's coming in studio today. I'm so excited to have him. And he's bringing his buddy, Ryan Engel, and they have started Nation Golf. Man, I'm going to let them tell the story. I'm massively, massively intrigued with Nation Golf. So, hey, listen, if you hear golf and you get turned off, don't. This is really, really cool what they're doing. Plus, I want to get a little bit in the head of Jim Rome, right? A guy that knows him well. Paulie, we should do some comparing.
Woods.
We should do some compare and contrast. Yeah. Who's worse, Woods or Rome? Right?
Like, me and him will just swap stories.
Yes, that's what I want. I should let you interview him. Hey, has he ever, changed his mind? You know, it's fascinating.
You ever work on something for like an hour and then Romy just says, you know what? Boot it. I'm not feeling it.
Not feeling it. I'm so excited to have Adam in, man. I really am. The stuff.
You ever pitch like 15 interviews to Romy and he just goes, no.
What about this guy? No! Come on! So, man, we'll see who's worse, me or Jim Rome, based on talking to his producer and our producer, Paul
Woods.
I love that drop. I'm so happy that they're coming in. So, he will be joining us. I mean, he's not going to be on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, but he is going to be here and very excited to just shoot the breeze, man, with these guys. And it's a Monday. You know, the pods are off today, right? They're off today. Start back in Oakland. And
these dumb two-game series, I don't like them. Two here last week, two there this week. I'm like, just bang out a four-game series.
To be honest with you, I'm happy we get an off day. I really am. I'm happy we get the off day.
Off day, short trip up to Oakland,
yeah, I'm
followed by an off day on Thursday.
I'm fine with it, man. I'm absolutely fine with it. Yeah, we're going to be struggling for content tomorrow, but hey, when aren't we?
Right.
Okay? When aren't we? So Adam Hawk coming in at 7:35. And let's do traffic real quick, Paulie, and we will come right back. I want to talk about AJ Preller, play some of that audio. Thank you, Kelly. Danik, Ben and Wood, sponsored by Albertsons and Vons. Save even more at Vons and Albertsons with Just For You. Get great deals like Lucerne, large grade double A eggs. Now just 99 cents a dozen with the Just For You digital coupon or coupon, however you prefer, on Vons or Albertsons.com. Limit to through August 3rd. Are you a coupon or a coupon guy?
This is one where I swear to God I do both.
I do both. Coupon.
Yeah.
Coupon.
I don't know why, and I don't know when I choose, but...
It's arbitrary.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah. I do both as well.
But like any other word where you're like, do you say this? You do say it like that. I'm pretty much one or the other.
Yeah. Donut, you say. You say donut.
It's a donut.
It's a donut. Donut.
Like syrup or syrup?
What do you call a peanut? A peanut?
Have some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Peanuts. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I feel attacked right now.
You're incredible. You are incredible. So AJ Preller, I mean, my heart goes out to the guy because I think one thing we can all, agree on. The dude is not afraid to make moves. We know he will make a move on you. We know he will shock you with a move. When the Max Scherzer deal fell through, we panicked. We all did, right? Ken Rosenthal had tweeted about it. Our beloved Dennis Lynn had tweeted about it. We felt pretty good about it. It didn't end up happening. Paulie, what was the explanation from our general manager, AJ Preller?
Something like the report yesterday. Obviously, it was not an accurate report. So I think from our, at least at that time, you know, we hadn't heard from the Nats in, I don't know, probably like 7 or 8 hours at that point. And we were not, you know, it was not a situation where we were right on the 2-yard line or anything like that. So once you see, you know, you see a report like that, you know, I think from all our standpoint, we knew that wasn't accurate. You know, and then you kind of start thinking about, you know, what that means. But it wasn't a situation, you know, where, you know, we were right there with a chance to complete the deal. Didn't feel like that. You know, and ultimately we were in the room working on other things and really hadn't been at that spot where we were talking to them. So, you know, that closely. So you see the report come out and, you know, it was not something that, you know, that was, you know, from a completion of a deal standpoint, that was, you know, what was presented yesterday. It wasn't that type of situation.
So it seems like it was a bit premature. Now there are, I've talked to agents. I have talked to reporters. I've talked to many people. Something nefarious was afoot, I believe. I really do.
100%.
And it's nothing but speculation on my part. It's really not. I don't have any inside info. No Mike Hawk breaking news here from me. I just feel like there's a couple of things he said, Paulie, that I think, you know, if pressed, I would ask him this. Okay, so why you said you hadn't heard from them in 7 hours, you were working on other things. I guess I would ask, why weren't you working on Max Scherzer, right? Well, that would be a fair question. Was he not as big of a target for you as we all thought he maybe should be? The thing that he said over the weekend, and I wonder, do we have the audio, Paulie? Oh, yes, we do. Play clip number 2. This is the one I want to dissect.
Talking about adding a starting pitcher?
Correct.
Like, I think we've shown, like, we feel like if something's going to add up and make sense for us, we're going to do it. And I think a combination too, like, you know, we have stars that we believe in. And I think it's pretty clear, like, ultimately got a lot of talent in the rotation. And, you know, it's part of our discussion too, no matter, you know, it would have been nice to add somebody that we felt like was, you know, made sense for us both in short and long term. But we're not going to get where we want to get to unless the guys we have right now in our rotation pitch like they're capable of. So, you know, we could have added a starting pitcher, and, you know, if the other 4 guys or 5 guys don't pitch like they're capable of, honestly, it's not going to matter. I think for us, we feel like we have enough, you know, from a starting pitching standpoint. You know, what Joe Musgrove did last night, Yu Darvish, you know, Chris Paddock, Blake Snell, they're more than capable. And, you know, ultimately we didn't really feel like there was anything that lined up for us on the trade market that we felt like was appreciably better than what we have right now in our rotation.
Hey, tell me where he's wrong. I mean, you add a Max Scherzer, great. That's 1 every 5 days. You got to win more than 20% of your games.
Well, he's wrong, I think, in that, I mean, Ryan Weathers got torched that night. Torched. Okay, if you go look at the advanced Ryan Weathers metrics, I love Ryan Weathers, for the record. Love him. He has a different mentality. You look at those at the Savant page, and you're like, oh, my God, how does he get anybody out? How does he get it? The only thing he's got that's even above average, I guess, is his velocity. That being said, I feel like, you know, he knows how to pitch, though. That's kind of what I'm like. He pitches different. He'll get himself into trouble, and then he'll work his way out of it. He didn't. He got kind of hosed in the first inning, but it came back to bite him. You know, it was a missed call by an umpire, and next thing you know, it's grand slam, and you're down 4-0. That can't happen. When you look, and then Chris Paddock got hurt the very next day.
Yep.
And so Yu Darvish got beat up pretty good by the Rockies and gave up a home run.
To Marquez.
It was low point after low point this weekend. It really, just when you thought it couldn't get lower, it got lower. And so when I listen to that quote, and I think, I don't agree. I don't agree. I think, you know, now, look, if he went out and got the Jay Happ or the John Lester innings eater, which who knows? I don't know. It's not going to do much for me. There are still some options out there. Cole Hamels, I believe, is still an option. One thing I would imagine Cole Hamels doesn't want to pitch on a minor league deal. Cole Hamels wants a major league offer. Now, I think we've cleared some spots on the 40-man. And so I just wonder if that's in the cards. You think that's going to do anything?
What's it cost to get him for 2 months?
I don't know. I don't. I know his agent, and I don't have the foggiest idea. Where do you even start? Hey, I know he hasn't pitched in a while, and I know he's topping out in a bullpen at like 90, 91 max. He's a competitor bit. He knows how to win. He does. He absolutely knows how to pitch. He just hadn't pitched in a while. Okay? He hasn't pitched in a while. So that's going to take some ramp up.
No,
it's
obviously,
not like you just throw him right out there. Okay, guys, Cole Hamels is our fifth starter.
And, these comments by AJ were before Weathers got shelled,
yeah, or before Paddock got hurt.
So right? You got to take that into consideration when you're breaking this down.
But still, it's not like he doesn't know that's a possibility.
Of course.
And you've got Snell underperforming. But
where he's right, though, is that if the rest of the rotation doesn't step up and pitch to par,
it ain't going to matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're right.
And I think that's a good, healthy reminder. That
again,
if Darvish is going to go out and get shelled, if Snell's going to give you one good start every six, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere anyway.
You can have Max Scherzer. You're not going to win a five-game series.
You're going to have to ride that bullpen. And it just makes my heart race thinking about, here we go again. You know, if, by the grace of God, we get into the playoffs now, because the Reds are coming for that spot. They're coming for that spot. They're red hot. Hey, look what I did. They are red hot. And I'm telling you, man, there is no room for error right now. You got to keep winning ball games. You just have to. You can't even really worry about what the Dodgers and Giants are doing. You just can't. You can't be scoreboard watching. Win what's on. Eat what's on your plate right now.
Well, we've talked about it. This month is a lot of opportunities to win some ball games.
Yeah, we keep saying that. And what do they do? They win one, lose one. Win one, lose one. Win
it's
one,
it's August
2nd,
so let's... We're undefeated in the month of August.
I'm hitting the panic button, Paul.
Stop!
It's finally time. I've been unlike me, and I've been like Ben all year. I have. This has been the most Ben Higgins-like I've ever been. I am an overreactor, and I am currently overreacting. Okay? I know it's a long season. I still very much believe in these guys, and I know how much these guys believe in themselves, but the inconsistencies, I mean, essentially, they're a 500 ball club in, like, the last month. You know what I'm saying?
July was not good to them. It was not good.
It was not, dude.
But I want to go back to what AJ was talking about with the Max Scherzer deal.
Yeah.
Because that was the story of all of last week, at least Thursday and Friday. After hearing AJ say we weren't close, mm-hmm. we were not on the 2-yard line.
Right.
And when that report came out by Ken Rosenthal, we hadn't heard from them in 8 hours. Does that make you feel any better? Now, it doesn't really matter. We had to go through the emotions, right? Like, we had to feel that roller coaster of, oh my God, we're getting Scherzer. And then, nope, never mind. Him and Trey Turner are both going to the job. We had to feel those feelings. But at least, does it make it any better to you that we weren't right there? We weren't in on it?
No,
it wasn't actually going to happen?
No, it doesn't make me feel any better. And I'm not calling him a liar. But I do feel like that's a message that you want to give to maybe not, I don't think he's trying to save face either. I just think it's like, I don't know. I fully believe something nefarious happened. I really do. I fully believe that we were in the mix for Max Scherzer. And, you know, look, there are rumors abound of what happened. And I fully believe that Scott Boras was involved. I fully believe there was a lot of things at play.
Well, did you happen to read what Ken Rosenthal wrote in The Athletic about it?
Read it for me. Sum it up for me.
I'll sum it up. He said, you know, he wrote a whole long piece about the trade deadline. And at the very end, he says, and finally, I've got some explaining to do. At 4:10 p.m. or 1:10 on the West Coast, on Thursday, I reported the following. He wrote, breaking, Padres close to acquiring Max Scherzer, sources tell The Athletic. And then he says, I did not say a trade was done, but when I use breaking in all caps in a tweet and the words close to acquiring, I expect the deal to happen.
Yes.
Obviously, it did not. He talks about how those who report on Twitter, they race to be first. They race to get the news. People follow them specifically for that. He says, Padres AJ Preller said on Friday he was not close to landing Scherzer at the time of my report. The information I received from multiple sources in real time led me to the opposite conclusion, but the situation was clearly more fluid and complex than how I presented it on Twitter. He says, do sources occasionally feed reporters faulty information? Yes. Do they occasionally try to use reporters to advance their own interests? Yes, again. Hmm. But it's my job as a reporter to filter out noise and any agendas to get the facts straight and the story straight. And he says, look, my goal as a reporter, since I joined Twitter, it's not to bat 333. It's not to bat 500. It's not to bat 900. Job is to bat 1,000.
Okay.
And it always, you know, it's not always possible, but it will be his goal. And he basically, the way I read it was,
sorry,
he got played.
Yeah, he got played. And I have an idea who played him.
And Scherzer, you know, he had the 10-5, 10 years in the league, 5 with the same team. He could say no to any trade. Scott Boras is his agent. For all we know, they wanted to go to L.A. the entire time.
Yep. That sucks. It really sucks. And, you know, look, it still stings. There's no question about it. And it, just because I did an interview with Philly Sports Radio, our buddy John Marks did it yesterday, and he was kind of asking me about, you know, the Dodgers and everything. I go, look, John, I said, it's a window that will never close. I said it on our show as well Friday. And that's what you have to, I think, if you needed proof, Paulie, there's your proof. Their window will never close. They will trade whoever. They will pay whatever. They will take on dead money. They'll take on anything they need to do to get better. We now have to know, A, that that's how they operate, and B, operate accordingly.
Yeah.
You know, and again, as I sit here this morning, do I feel good that we still have Campy and Hassel and Gore and didn't get, you know, Jose Berrios, who, again, is based on kind of advanced numbers, pretty average. He's pretty average. He's gotten lucky as well. But a year and a half of control of him, you see what teams gave up, and you're like, okay, fine. But I'm telling you, man, people's windows, teams' windows, they're not as long as you think they are. Look at the Cubs. The Cubs gave away they gave away everybody. All three guys, they all hit home runs this weekend. Rizzo for the Yankees, Baez for the Mets, Bryant for the Giants. Imagine being a Cubs fan right now. That could very well be us in 3 years. What if we won a World Series next year? You know, it could be this team. Don't think it can't happen.
We talked about that last week. I mean, what, you know, we said on Friday morning, what are they saying in D.C. right now? How are Nationals fans feeling that they just completely tore it down to the studs?
They're doing what Padre fans have done for years, and that's, well, at least we're building. I mean, the window is going to open again, and we got all these young studs.
But they have the ultimate ace in the back pocket.
We got a World Series.
They got one.
Yeah, and that feels phenomenal. And
I will say,
legit,
though, you can talk about the Dodgers window never closing. Don't disagree with you.
It's never going to close.
The proof is in the pudding. But I do think this ownership team and the guys in this front office have proven time and time again over the last couple of years that they are trying to change the narrative.
Yeah, they are.
Here in San Diego, they've given out 2 lifetime contracts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they are not afraid. Anybody is on the market or on the trade block, like, you expect the Padres to be in on them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And that is not something that you could have said 3, 4, 10 years ago.
No, it's just, you know, it's, I'm riding or die with this team, dude. I really am. I love the guys that we have, and I'm going to be rooting my ass off for them. It was disappointing, to say the least, especially thinking that you had it. That was, you know, like Rosenthal said. I mean, Rosenthal killed us. He just killed us. And our boy D. Len waited for Dennis to apologize. Then Dennis apologized himself. Dennis is good with me, always has been, always will be. You know, Dennis does phenomenal work. Let's not send the torches and pitchforks over for Dennis Len from The Athletic. He does a great job. Okay, so
no, you got a problem with Dennis, I got a problem with you.
That's exactly right, Paulie. You come for Dennis, you come for us. Coming up next, we'll do some Ben-thology. Waiting on Adam Hawk to get here. Romy's former producer. Got his own
That'll
new thing
fine.
Now. I cannot wait for that. 7:35. And I would love to hear from you guys next. 833-288-0973. We go too easy on the pods, we go too hard on the pods. You tell us. All right. Ben-thology next. It's Ben and Woods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.